This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump has vetoed the annual defense policy bill, demanding that lawmakers add a provision against social media companies. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The defense bill, which includes pay raises for troops and $740 billion in military programs and construction, passed with broad bipartisan support. Now with the president's veto, Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe says the bill is absolutely vital to national security, saying our men and women in uniform shouldn't be denied what they need. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Trump's action an act of staggering recklessness. President Trump has offered a series of rationales for his veto, including a demand for limits on social media companies, which he claims are biased against him. His veto sets the stage for the first override vote of his presidency in its final weeks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president is threatening a government shutdown as well as not signing a coronavirus aid package. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
The U.S. on Wednesday faced the prospect of a year-end government shutdown on top of a raging pandemic after outgoing President Donald Trump threatened not to sign a $2.3 trillion package that includes government funding and coronavirus aid for Americans. In a video posted to social media on Tuesday evening, Trump surprised some of his closest officials by demanding that the bill be revised to include $2,000 payments to each eligible American, more than triple the $600 per person included in the bill. Current federal funding is also due to expire this Monday if Trump does not sign the bill into law.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner, and you're listening to VOA News.